band is blowing Dixie, double fall time.
Terry Wickstrom Outdoors is brought to you by Jack's Outdoor Gear. And speaking of Jack's, let's go right to the phones. And joining us from the Loveland East store is Mike Young. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Terry. Glad to be on with you.
Glad to be on with you, too. I know you've been listening a little bit, and I'll tell you what, the people are ready. It's going to be a little cool yet this weekend. Then as far as I can look out right now, the temperature gets up in the 50s, even near the 60s. And it's not going to be long before we're going to have a lot of open water activities, both the Front Range lakes and the rivers. And, you know, we've got a lot of new anglers that are going to be getting out there. A lot of people after COVID hit last year looked for ways to get outdoors, activities, you know, youth sports wasn't going on. You couldn't go out to dinner. A lot of that has carried over where they found out, even though they fell in love with fishing or they got back to fishing. And I think a lot of that's going to continue this year. But a lot of them aren't geared up right. They're ready to go. They're anxious. So whether I'm, a semi-regular angler or just a newbie, if I walk into your store, what do you need to know and how can you get me started with the gear I need to get out there and maybe start catching these trout that are going to be available right away?
Sure. Yeah. No. And if Nate didn't get you excited for open water, I don't know what would. When you come into Jack's, we're going to kind of assess your skill level, see where you're at, what you're going to fish for, and then tailor your experience that way. If you're somebody that likes to fish rivers, we're going to recommend tackle and equipment that's going to be good for river fishing. If you're somebody that likes to hit the lakes and fish from shore, or if you're somebody who likes to fish from boat, we're going to tailor your experience that way.
Now, if people come in, and let's just start out with lakes to start with. We'll get to the rivers in a minute. A lot of people are going to fish the lakes for the stock trout. They're going to fish the ponds as they open up because they're going to offer a lot of opportunities for panfish and bass. And they're also going to they're just going to want to fish other aspects of Colorado. And probably that's the most versatile rig that you could get. What do you recommend and how much do I have to spend for that angler?
Well, you know, it's one of those deals where you can get into it fairly inexpensively. You don't have to spend a ton of money to get into it. But like you're saying, we had a ton of folks getting their feet wet last year. And I'm anticipating that we're going to be able to move a lot of those anglers up. A lot of them started with your Zebco 202s, 33s, and we're going to hopefully move them up this year into a spinning combo, which is a little bit more versatile, runs a little bit longer, is a little bit more durable, and is usually the next step up for a lot of those anglers.
So what do I have to spend? And I'm thinking, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm thinking if I'm getting one spinning rig to start out in Colorado, especially fishing mostly the lakes, I'm probably looking at a medium action spinning rod, maybe 6 feet, maybe a little more, and something maybe with 6 to 8 pound test. Is that kind of what we're looking at?
Absolutely. That puts you right in the ballpark for, you know, 90% of the lake fishing that you're going to do around here and the fish that you're going to catch. You can run a combo. We sell a combo anywhere from $20 all the way up to over $100, depending on how fancy you want to get it, how often you're going to fish, and what your needs are.
And you know, the difference, too, can be you can buy one of those lesser expensive combos, and if you only fish a couple times a year, they're going to last you a couple of years. But most of those don't have a lot of bearings in them and things like that. So if you're serious about getting back into it, like if you said last year you bought some gear, you can certainly get started in that $20 range, go out and catch fish. But if you really want something that's going to last, you don't have to spend a ton more to get something like maybe a Shimano or Quantum or even the Fluger President, which is a great reel, and a match it with a rod or a little more expensive combo, and you've got something really that you can fish well for several years, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. You know, there's no reason why you can't even take your, you know, replace your push-button rod for a different reel on it this year. But upgrading tackles is going to be a lot of what we see. And to that end, we've got everything from just a very small rod and reel up to a pretty large if you're a cat fisherman. And so not only will we try and move you along and try and advance your game, so to speak, but we're also going to tailor it a little bit more to the game that you're playing, to the fish you're wanting to catch.
So what would you say if you're coming in and you want that little better reel, but you're not committed to spending a ton of money yet, is that sweet spot maybe $40, $50 or maybe a little more?
You can bring yourself into a really nice outfit for that, absolutely. Something that, like you say, it can go for 3-4 years, as long as you take care of it, change your line depending on use, keep it clean, blow it out with some air. And the guys here at Jack's are more than happy to take a look at them, bring them on in. But when we spool them up for you, a lot of times we'll break them apart, show you what parts need oil, and just let you know about upkeep, general upkeep and care on it.
Well, and that's another thing, line. One of the things, even if you've got gear, the most important thing is starting out the year with good line. Now, a lot of experienced anglers have gone to a lot of the braids, which can be expensive, but they have their place. They last longer. They don't have as much memory. You can cast a little further, but you require some special knots. But a lot of anglers, I think beginners especially, or novice anglers, are much better off with monofilament, don't you?
It is. It lends itself to a lot easier fishing, everything from hook sets to just like you say, the knots. The knots are a heck of a lot easier. Running the mono, when you start doing the fluorocarbon and the braided, you do need to learn another set of knots.
How much, you know, I mean, fluorocarbon and braid can be pretty expensive, but you actually spool line on reels for just, I think, 2 or 3 cents a yard monofilament, don't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can get a real fresh set of mono for maybe $3. It's a negligible cost when you really think about it. And fresh line, especially if you've been exposed to extreme heat when we get in July and August, and you leave that reel in the car and your car hits 120, 130 degrees, or you're just somebody like me that has a tendency to catch more trees than fish, and you're pulling and stretching and affecting the strength on that mono. So yeah, it's real easy, and you can come on in and get your new tackle and buy some bait while you're restringing your reel.
Now, and having it spooled on by you guys at the store, most people, one of the biggest mistakes they'll make is trying to put the line on themselves, no matter what line they're using. I always recommend that. Last thing I want to talk to you about, and we've only got a couple minutes, but we kind of got into this in the beginning, and that was that you like to recommend, if people are going to spend a lot of time fishing the rivers, an ultralight rod or a lighter rod. I know that if people ask me if I could only have one rod for Colorado, I tell them get a medium spinning rod. Their second rod, they always think they need to get something bigger and heavier. But really, your second rod should be that ultralight, because you're going to catch more fish with that and have a lot more fun. And it really applies to a lot of different types of fishing, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, whether you're buying a little packable unit that you can take back in the hills and, you know, pull a few brookies out of a beaver pond and have that kind of experience, or, you know, whether you're going to hit the pooter or the Thompson and you know, get in there with the fly fisherman with your spinning reel. The smaller rod allows you to be a little bit more accurate, and once again, you're always fighting trees and other such things that seem to want to grab my hook all the time.
Well, and the smaller rod makes maybe a 8 to 12 inch trout a lot more fun to catch, or a small panfish. It just makes it pull better. And I do a lot of fishing with ultralights myself. You know, Mike, we are running out of time here, but are you guys pretty well stocked at Jack's right now?
You know, last year was really hard on us. We went through a lot of tackle. The folks at Shimano, Purefish, Berkeley have done a great job in getting us a lot more stuff than I thought we were going to get back this year. So we're much better stocked than I thought we were going to be. We aren't 100%. My advice to everybody is get in early, because I think Nate's right. I think that ice off is going to come pretty fast. And I think people are going to get really itchy to get out there and throw some lines in the water.
And I think there's a good chance that supplies may not keep up this year again. So there's something special you particularly want. You need to really make sure you find it early. Mike, thank you so much for joining us today.
No, thank you, Terry. Available anytime. You take care.
All right. Mike Young from the Loveland East store of Jack's Outdoors. We're going to take a time out. When we come back, Chad LaChance is going to join us, and we're going to talk about options for early walleye and trout with the gear we were just talking about right here on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors, brought to you in part by Jack's Outdoor Gear.